This morning, the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro hosted the Regional Economic Development Forum. It was the third of 10 forums in the 2021 Critical Issues Series the Chamber is hosting, and this one examined the local growth across several of the counties in the Research Triangle region. Joining me on the phone to talk about some of those takeaways and the main highlights from the forum today is President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson, as well as Ray Trapp, who is the Vice President of Strategic Engagement at the Research Triangle Foundation. Aaron and Ray, thank you both so much for taking the time to join me today.
Well, thank you, Brighton.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Aaron, I'm going to turn to you first, just for people who were not able to tune into the Chamber Series today. How did it go? But also, so what are some of the main topics that you and the speakers tried to highlight today?
One of the things we really wanted to remind Orange County residents and Chatham County residents is that they are part of a region, a thriving region, this Research Triangle region, and that the future and success of Orange County is really inextricably linked to the success of the Research Triangle region, of Wake County, of Durham County, of RTP, and the park, and the forum. It really was, thank you for asking, a great success. Over 150 people came together, and really great things happening in the Research Triangle region, billions of dollars of investment, even in a pandemic, and thousands of jobs being created and available for our local residents.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember, too, the Research Triangle region, lots of people moving in and out, so it's more than just the residents in those counties, but it's also so much more than just Orange, Durham, and Wake counties that I think most people typically think of.
Right. Chatham County, Johnson County, some of the counties that it's one big labor shed. If we think about where our employees drive in and out of, you know, every morning before the pandemic, 80,000 people drove into Chapel Hill and from some other county, and 50,000 people drove out to some other place in order to work. So people move between these counties, and our regional prospects are really dependent on us working together as a region.
Absolutely. A lot of partnership is key there, and there's a lot of partnership when it comes to the Research Triangle Foundation and the Research Triangle Park. Turning to you now, Ray, you are a leader for the RTP, which is a key reason why we see such movement and development in our community. Can you tell us a little bit more about the park? Because it's different now than what it was when it was first envisioned, correct?
Absolutely. Thanks for that question. I think 60 years ago, we talked about the park. It's been around for six decades, and it started out, we were the first, you know, so we were the ones that stepped out there on the idea of having knowledge and research and development be the product that you're selling to corporations. And that's what we did. You know, we set out to blaze that trail and have innovation and research be the product and us to be the area for that and this region to be the area for that. Well, 60 years ago, the tier one research universities in this area, UNC Chapel Hill, NC State, and Duke, set out on that mission, and they're still very much a part of that and very much the essence of who we are. But what we've seen is that those collaborations now extend to workforce development with Wake Tech and Durham Tech, our partners in Orange County. You know, I think I've talked to Aaron and our partners in Durham County more than I've talked to anyone since I've been in this role. And so now it's that full regional collaboration that we formed and cooperation that makes the park so much more than what it was six decades ago.
You guys have had a lot of businesses come in there, and you know we've really just seen it boom so quickly, it feels like. What do you think the main draw to the region is and what attracts businesses like that, Ray?
Absolutely. The one thing that we say, we've researched the corporations which choose to locate in the park and which choose to grow in the park, and it boils down to two things. One is that RTP address. That RTP address and being part of the Research Triangle region immediately gives you validation. It gives you validation that if you're in the tech space, whether that's ag tech, life sciences, if you're in bio, whatever you're in as far as technology is concerned, locating in this region and taking advantage of the amazing research, education, and opportunities here, it validates you. And for two, diversity. This area is more diverse than a lot of the areas that we choose to compete with. We compare ourselves to other regions, and those are competitive peer, so to speak. But the one thing that we have here and that we lean into here is that diversity. And so those are the two things that we see why people choose to locate here and also to expand here.
And a quick detour here, when you were going over RTP and, you know, those such reasons for why folks want to come there, another big draw is that some big changes are coming to RPT soon, right? Like, can you share some of the details on some of the even more development and renovation you guys are looking to do in the park?
Yes, absolutely. For the first time ever, we're announcing Hub RTP. And for the first time, I should say, people will actually live in RTP. That has never happened in 6 decades. Folks have not been residents of RTP, but we're actually building a live, work, and play development within the park. On top of that, we're also opening up Boxyard RTP, which we're using repurposed shipping containers in order to build an entertainment district, so to speak, for RTP, where now you'll be able to actually go to restaurants in RTP. You'll be able to do some shopping and retail in RTP and also have live music performances. So this is all a part of that fabric and RTP moving from an innovation park to being a destination location for the region, not just for the corporations in the park, but for our friends in Orange County, for our friends in Carrboro, for everyone to take advantage of the resources and the amenities within the park.
We're speaking with Ray Trapp, who you just heard there. He is Vice President of Strategic Engagement at the Research Triangle Foundation. Also on the phone with us is Aaron Nelson, President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. We're catching up with both of them after both spoke at the latest edition of the Critical Issues series being put on by the Chamber that was held this morning. It was the Regional Economic Development Forum. Aaron, I'm going to turn back to you here. Everything that Ray just rattled off is great, and we know that there are so many different companies that have located not just to RTP specifically, but across the Research Triangle region. But what do you feel like is still missing? Obviously, there is still opportunity for growth and opportunity to diversify businesses even more. What do you feel like the region should look to add?
I appreciate that question. And before answering, let me just thank Ray. We're really lucky to have him in charge of a strategic engagement, community engagement for RTP, and Scott Levitan, the relatively new CEO, not that he's been there for a couple of years, really a dramatic change in RTP's engagement with local universities and our local communities. And we are grateful for the partnership from Scott and now from Ray. Our local economic development directors have never been more busy. Excuse me. People are coming here from all over the country looking for a place to relocate. And a lot of that has to do with our talent. It has to do with our universities producing exceptionally well-educated young people, graduate students, wanting to come to a community that has the people that they want to hire. And this partnership, this Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Wake County and Durham County and Raleigh and the cities with RTP right there in the center, really creates something that is really tough to resist if you were looking across the United States. And we are looking forward to welcoming organizations that are going to come here and create the jobs that are going to create economic mobility for the people of our community, help generate wealth equally across our community, and really move us forward into this next decade and into our pandemic recovery.
And Ray, I'm going to turn to you and kind of ask the same question because it is a very broad one. What do you feel like the region, including the RTP specifically, but the Research Triangle region in general, needs to continue to bring in?
I think we're on the right path. As I speak to what we do and what we do well, I think the thing for us is to continue the course. I think a lot of regions get into this region envy and looking at other regions and saying, well, we want to do what such and such does, or we want to do this. We know what we do well in this region. So the thing for us is to continue on that path and continue pushing forward with that. And if anything, to amplify our message 100-fold, to continue to tell our stories and push our narratives and tell the stories that we want to tell. So that's what we need to do and continue to do.
Once again, we're speaking with Ray Trapp and Aaron Nelson about the Regional Economic Development Forum that the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro hosted this morning. Aaron, we've got to begin wrapping up the conversation here, but for folks who missed that or are interested in learning about the other upcoming editions of the Critical Issues series that the Chamber is putting on, where can folks go to learn more?
Sure. Thank you. They can visit carolinachamber.org to learn about upcoming programming or to check out any of our social media channels where this information is kept. I encourage folks to check out our YouTube channel where they can watch a full recording. It will be posted in the next day or so, as well as the slide deck from today's presentation that had really exceptional information. I want to thank Ray and RTP for being just wonderful partners and have their hands out and arms open to regional collaboration. And a special thank you to you, Brighton, and the folks at 97.9 The Hill. Local media is super important to keeping citizens informed and involved and engaged. And I'm grateful for you and your partnership.
Well, absolutely. And we're grateful for you guys dropping by to share some of the insight with us this afternoon. Once again, the website for the Chamber is carolinachamber.org. Aaron Nelson and Ray Trapp, thanks so much. And we'll talk with you guys again soon.
Thanks, Brighton. Have a great day.
You too.